Hey, Uncle Herman back again for another Daily Spark of Possibility. When I was little, you may not believe it, but I was a really fearful kid. I would freak out about having rollerblades and kind of go down the slightest little slope. I didn't like races with bicycles. I hated, you know, in winter when we had these little sleds to go, you know, down a hill. And yeah, you know, could go on. And my dad will tell a funny story that my parents took me to the beach for the first time when I was 3, I think. And it took them like 2 weeks to get me to even poke my foot into the water. I'd be totally hysterical. And I remember it wasn't necessarily me thinking like there'd be some big monster eating me. I was more like, okay, so if I go down the hill and these other kids, they go like crazy and they don't really control the sled. And if he makes a mistake, he'll bump into me and I'll break my leg. And that means I'm going to be 6 months out of school. That was me, like at age 6 or 7. And I always thought it was just me, that that's just the way I am. Now, the thing is, it's always easier to see things when it's somebody else. But a friend of mine who's really generous, and he's always like, his big thing is like he needs to help people. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to charging for his services, he's got like all sorts of stuff coming up for him, because there is this belief that I'd rather be a good person than have a lot of money. And from what I understand, that belief actually came from his mom. And so he adored his mom. And so to even open to the possibility that even the people we love most in the world, who've brought us up and who've given us pretty much everything, have also taught us beliefs that at some point in life are no longer helpful, that's not an easy step to take. And I remember I saw it there in this case, and all of a sudden it really felt as if like somebody had thrown a bucket of water over me. And I was like, oh, yeah, because that fearful nature, that worrying beforehand about all sorts of consequences, that was my grandma. And she was the person who brought me up, who I was closest to growing up. And it makes me think, which of our beliefs and thought patterns and behaviors aren't even ours? And I get the feeling they're a lot harder to see when we've actually got them from somebody we're really close to. But imagine, and just think about, what beliefs and thought patterns do you have that aren't helping you, that aren't even yours? And how would your life be different if you could just let them go? See you tomorrow.